The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
To help close the budget gap, state lawmakers and the governor made a serious withdrawal from the state's savings account, and it's not the first year they've done it. Before 2007, Virginia had more than $1 billion stored away. Now, that number is only about $2 million, a drop of more than 75%. Laura Gorin, a fiscal analyst with the Commonwealth Institute, says that doesn't bode well for the state's overall finances.
It puts us in a dangerous spot when the next recession comes, when we are taking money out of our rainy day fund during an economic expansion. There's not going to be as much money in there when times are really tough.
This year's budget includes no tax increases, but Gorin says lawmakers need to think seriously about ways to raise revenues. According to a recent poll by VCU, a narrow majority of Virginians would be willing to pay higher taxes if it meant more money for education. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.